He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead Update. We got some injury updates from the press conferences on Wednesday, and that's Tom Bahaly and Justin Houston won't return to practice yet. Neither Hussein Abdullah or D'Anthony Thomas. A new addition to the injury report was Ja Reed with some knee inflammation, so that's day-to-day as well. As far as the starters on Sunday, Andy Reid has said, and all indications look like, that he will play the starters in this game, and if Bahaly and Houston can't go, they may need to turn back to Frank Zombo again, who Reid had some nice kind words to say about today.
He did. I asked Coach about him just because you look at Frank Zombo, he's backed up in both inside linebacking positions. He's back up at outside linebacker, and Dave Tobe loves him on special teams. Actually talked with Frank in the locker room about that, and they keep this point system thing they've got going, and Frank Zombo, Daniel Sorensen, and Anthony Sherman are all near the top of that. They get points for tackles and forced fumbles and all those kinds of things, but it didn't matter to Frank that he played 100% of the snaps last week against the Cleveland Browns on defense, filling in for those guys that you mentioned, but he also played 20 snaps on special teams, which tied for the most on the team. He wasn't going to give up the chance to win that special teams points title, even though he was playing so much on defense. He's one of the most valuable players that probably doesn't get talked about enough on this team.
When you speak to Frank Zombo in the locker room, it's a guy who loves to play, so he'll be ready to step up if need be on Sunday again. If the Chiefs win and the Broncos lose, they can clinch the division, so it'll be important that the starters play. As far as the Raiders go, Charles Woodson's last game is on Sunday against the Chiefs, and Alex Smith had some nice words about Woodson as well.
He did. He talked about his longevity and talked about how unique it is for a player to play at such a high level, both at cornerback and then moving back to safety, and the different ways that he moves around different places on the team. I know they play a lot of single high now. You see him back there, and he's still making plays. Had the forced fumble in the first matchup here. But 18 years doing it for such a long time, it's pretty cool that the first game he ever played in his career back on September 6, 1998 was at Arrowhead Stadium. Had six tackles in that game, and then he'll play his final game of his career at Arrowhead Stadium. It's been great to see him not on the field. Coach Reed talked about it. He said he's great. He's finding another profession because he doesn't like playing against him because he's been such a good player for so long. But again, first ballot Hall of Famer. It's been fun to watch him throughout his career.
It should be a fun Sunday. And as we go along this week, stick with Chiefs.com for all your updates headed into the game. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. And this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.